The readings of the day of Palm Sunday of the Holy Pascha week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the ninth hour. From the Book of Lamentations. Now it came to pass that after Israel was taken captive and Jerusalem became desolate, Jeremiah sat weeping, and he lamented this song of grief over Jerusalem and said, "How does the city now sit alone, she who was full of people? She has become like a widow, she who was multiplied among the nations. She who was ruling among the countries, she has become subject to tribute. She weeps bitterly in the night, she sheds tears on her cheeks, yet among all her lovers there is no one who comforts her. All who love her have dealt treacherously with her, they have become her enemies. Judea has gone into captivity because of her humiliation and harsh servitude. She dwells among the Gentiles, she finds no rest. All who pursue her overtake her in the midst of her distress. The roads of Zion mourn, because no one comes to the feast. All her gates are destroyed, her priests groan, her virgins are led away, and she is embittered in herself. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen."
From the Book of Zephaniah. "In that day you will not be ashamed of all your practices in which you acted profanely against me. For at that time I will take away from you the contempt of your arrogance, and you shall no longer be haughty upon my holy mountain. And I will leave among you a gentle and humble people, who will show reverence to the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will not commit unrighteousness, nor speak vanities, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they will feed and lie down, and there will be no one terrifying them. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Cry aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Be glad and rejoice with your whole heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your iniquities and ransomed you from your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is in your midst. You will no longer see any evil. At that time the Lord shall say to Jerusalem, O Zion, be of good courage. Do not let your hands grow slack. The Lord your God is with you. The Mighty One shall save you. He shall bring gladness upon you, and will renew you with his love. He will delight over you with joy as in a day of feasting. I shall gather together your broken ones. Alas, who has taken up a reproach against her? Behold, at that time I will act among you for your sake, says the Lord. I will save the oppressed and welcome those being rejected. I will make them a praise and renown throughout the whole earth. And they shall be put to shame in that day when I do well with you, at the time when I shall receive you, for I will make you praised and renowned among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captivity, says the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen."
A Psalm of David. From the mouths of babies and nursing infants you prepared praise because of your enemies, that you may destroy the enemy and avenger. For I shall look at the heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and stars you established. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who had bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants you have perfected praise'?" Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the Book of Isaiah. "Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I call. I am the first, and I am forever. My hand also laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand established heaven. I shall call them, and they will stand together. All shall be gathered and hear who declared these things to them. Because I love you, I did your will against Babylon, to slay the seed of the Chaldeans. I have spoken, I have called him, I have brought him, and made his way prosper. Come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, nor did I speak in a dark place of the earth. When it took place, I was there, and now the Lord and His Spirit have sent me. Thus says the Lord who delivers you, the Holy One of Israel, I am your God, who showed you how to find the way wherein you should walk. If only you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would be like a river, and your righteousness as a wave of the sea. Your seed would also be like the sand, and the offspring of your womb like the dust of the ground. Neither would you be utterly destroyed, nor would your name perish before me. Go forth from Babylon, you who are fleeing from the Chaldeans. Proclaim a voice of gladness, and let it become well known. Proclaim it to the end of the earth, and say, The Lord delivered his servant Jacob. If they shall thirst, he will lead them through the desert, and water shall flow from the rock for them. He will split the rock, the water shall flow, and my people will drink. There is no rejoicing, says the Lord, for the ungodly. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Nahum. God is jealous, and the Lord is an avenger. The Lord is avenging with fury. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and drives out his enemies. The Lord is patient, and his power is great, but the Lord will not acquit the guilty. His way is in destruction, and in a whirlwind the clouds are the dust of his feet. He threatens the sea and makes it dry, and he dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel have diminished, and the flowers of Lebanon have died out. By him the mountains are shaken, and the hills quake, and the earth heaves at his presence, the whole earth and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his wrath? Who can withstand the fierceness of his anger? His fury melts away ruling powers, and he shatters the rocks into pieces. The Lord is merciful to those who wait on him in the day of affliction, and he knows those who reverence him. For with an overwhelming flood he shall make an end to those rising up, and darkness will pursue his enemies. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. From the mouths of babies and nursing infants you prepared praise. O Lord, our Lord, how wondrous is your name in all the earth. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, We are able. So he said to them, You will indeed drink my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father. And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the Eve of Monday of the Holy Paschal Week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the Book of Zephaniah. Let all things be totally consumed from the face of the earth, says the Lord. Let man and cattle cease, let the birds of the air and the fish of the sea be consumed. I shall drive mankind from the face of the land, says the Lord. I shall stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I shall remove the names of Baal from this place and the names of the priests. Those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, and who swear oaths by the Lord, and who swear oaths by their king, those who turn away from the Lord, neither seeking the Lord nor holding steadfastly to him. Fear before the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared his sacrifice, he has sanctified his guests. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I shall take vengeance on the princes and on the king's house and upon all the clothed with strange garments. And I will openly take vengeance upon all those in the gates in that day, on those who fill the house of the Lord their God with ungodliness and deceit. And in that day, says the Lord, there will be from the gate the sound of shouting from men killing, and a wailing from the second gate along with a great destruction from the hills. Mourn those of you dwelling here, being cut down in pieces, for all the people are like Canaan, all those exulting in silver are utterly destroyed. And it shall come to pass in that day that I shall search Jerusalem with a lamp, and shall take vengeance on the men having scorned their charge, the ones saying in their hearts, The Lord shall not do any good, nor shall he do any harm. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. I will sing to the Lord and praise him with the harp. O Lord, hear my voice, wherein I cry. Have mercy on me and hear me. My heart speaks to you. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was born from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever, and how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Zephaniah. For the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and quick. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter and harsh. A mighty day of wrath has been appointed, a day of affliction and distress, a day of unseasonable happenings and destruction, a day of gloom and darkness, a day of cloud and vapor, a day of the trumpet and shouting against the fortified cities and the high towers. I will greatly afflict the men, and they will walk as blind men, for they sinned against the Lord. And he shall pour out their blood as dust and their flesh as dung. Their silver and gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. But the whole land shall be consumed by the fire of his zeal, for he will bring about a speedy end to all those who dwell in the land. O untaught nation, be gathered together and united to one another, before you become like a flower that passes away, before the anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the wrath of the Lord comes upon you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Save your people and bless your inheritance, and shepherd them and raise them up forever. Hear the voice of my supplication when I pray to you. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. And it happened as he was alone praying that his disciples joined him, and he asked them, saying, Who do the crowd say that I am? So they answered and said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets has risen again. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said, The Christ of God. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Joel. Get sober, you who are drunk from your wine, and weep, mourn all you who drink wine, for joy and gladness are removed from your mouth. For a nation strong and numberless came up against my land. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and his molars those of a young lion. He laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. He diligently searched out and uprooted my vine, peeling off its outer bark. Mourn before me more than a virgin bride clothed with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering are removed from the house of the Lord. Mourn, you priests, you who serve at the altar, for the fields languish and the land mourns, for the grain withers, the wine is dried up, and the olive oil is scarce. The farmers are exhausted. Mourn for the sake of your fields of wheat and barley, for the harvest from the field has been lost. The vine is shriveled up, and the fig trees are scarce in number. The pomegranate and the palm tree, the apple tree, and all the trees of the field are withered, for they put to shame the delight of the sons of men. Gird yourself with sackcloth and wail, you priests. Mourn, you who serve at the altar. Go and sleep in sackcloth, you who minister unto God, for the grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather all the elders and all the people of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry out fervently to the Lord. Alas, 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 for the day of the Lord draws near, and it will come as misery upon misery. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Bring to the Lord, O you sons of God. Bring to the Lord the sons of rams. Bring to the Lord glory and honor. Bring to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in his holy court. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Micah. Therefore thus says the Lord, Behold, I am devising evils against this tribe, from which you shall not lift up your neck, nor will you suddenly walk upright, for this is a time of evil. In that day a parable shall be taken up against you, and a dirge will be wailed, saying, In misery we have suffered hardship. The portion of my people has been measured out with a measuring line, and there was no one who was able to stop him. Our fields have been divided among them. Therefore there will be no one to put out a measuring line for a lot for you in the assembly of the Lord. Do not shed tears, nor even weep over these things, for he will not dismiss the reproaches who says, The house of Jacob has provoked the spirit of the Lord. Are these not his practices? Are not his words good with him, and have they not proceeded as predicted? And previously for enmity my people resisted against his peace. They flayed his skin to remove hope in the ravages of war. Therefore those leading my people will be cast out of their luxurious homes. They have been driven out because of their wicked practices. Draw near to the everlasting mountains, arise and depart, for this is not a final resting place for you on account of uncleanness. You have been utterly destroyed by corruption, you were pursued by no one pursuing. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. I cried out because you listened to me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Listen, O Lord, of my righteousness. Attend to my supplication. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am? So they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. Then he strictly warned them that they should tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Micah. He will say, "Hear these things, O heads of the house of Jacob, and you remnant of Israel. Is it not for you to know judgment? You who hate good and love evil, you who seize their skins in order to flay them and cut their flesh off their bones, who devoured the flesh of my people by removing their skin, breaking their bones, and dividing them as merely flesh for the cauldron and as meat for the pot. Thus they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not hear them. Instead, he will turn his face from them at that time, because they have done wickedly in their deeds against themselves." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. He will deliver me from my strong enemies and from those who hate me, because they were too strong for me. They overran me in the day of my misfortune. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. Glory be to God forever. Amen.